So praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So today's topic is how to succeed by prioritizing fading away in business. So just a small background about this particular topic and why I chose this particular topic. So I started my business 12 years back, and that's after I completed 7 years of working in corporate world. I thought that, you know, I'm very much capable to do business and I can now do business. And I started my business, and I also had an MBA to, you know, as one of the education qualifications. So I was extremely confident that I could just start and do it well. But reality that struck me was that the first 4 years, I continuously kept failing. I lost all my money. I lost all my savings. My family started getting scared. I had to literally borrow money from my dad and live my day-to-day expenses. I did not even have money to put fuel in my bike to find meals for my family. And my dad had to come to my rescue. And thank God and thank my dad that I was able to survive for 4 years. And I was born into a Christian family. So I never had any, sudden encounter with Jesus. I always grew up in a very strong Christian faith. But however, what had happened was after I had started my corporate life and all that, I had just drifted away from God. I had not kept the word of God as my daily bread, and worshiping the Lord as something that I did as a primary objective of my life. And what happened was what I realized towards the end of the 4 years of failure, it was so miserable. I even had thoughts of, suicidal tendencies and depression and all that. And 4 years of failure, okay, after seeing a lot of success before that, topper in studies and worked in corporates, did really well. And 4 years of continuous failures. And I had nowhere else to turn. And the only place that I turned to was to Lord Jesus Christ. And all that I did was I said, okay, now let me start reading the Bible again. Now, some of you might wonder, you said you're a Christian, but you did not read the Word of God. Yes, I was a church-going Christian, but not a Word-dwelling Christian. I was not really researching the Bible. I was not studying the Bible. But every Sunday, I used to be in church. So people around me, thought that probably, hey, Thomas is a very good Christian and a very good disciple of Christ. But and I also wondered, probably I was, but when I started reading the Word of God, that's when I realized that I had drifted away from God, and I had a lot of catching up to do. And then I started studying the Word of Lord, and I realized that the 4 years of failure was because of me, and it had nothing to do with the circumstances or anything. It was, one is I was not seeking the Lord, I was leaning on my own understanding, I was not really surrendering the things that I had to do to the Lord. So a lot of things failed. So that's a small background about me. Started off with a big failure. And then by God's grace, somewhere around 2015, when I started worshiping the Lord and going back to the Word of God, God started touching me and blessing me and helping me to be transformed in my heart and in my mind, and helped me to slowly turn around the business. And for the last 8 years, by God's grace, the business has been doing good, and things have been growing gradually and steadily. So this is my background. So I started speaking to the business owners, to entrepreneurs from the Word of God for the last 1 year. And I thank CVMC for giving me this opportunity to share one of the topics with all of you. Thank you very much. And I hope it'll, Brother George said, I hope the Holy Spirit will speak through me and the Holy Spirit will touch your hearts in getting the message that I'm trying to convey in this. Okay, so how to succeed by prioritizing fading away in business. On Saturday morning, I told this topic in the CBMC Skillwise group, and there was a shock saying that, what is this topic? Fading away in business, and you're saying succeeding in business. So that's the topic for today. So what are the side effects of successful businesses? Usually, when we all do business or when we are good in our profession, one of the things that happens is we grow in it. And when we grow in it, there is usually cash flow that comes in, riches that come in, fame and pride. These are the side effects of being successful in business. And what happens due to these side effects, especially because of pride, is lack of growth after that. Once pride comes in, there is destruction, there's lack of growth after that. There is a downfall after that, and there's a failure after that. So pride is one of the biggest hindrances of further growth. So maybe initially we are very humble, and then we may grow to a certain extent, and then when our pride puffs up inside us, and we forget the source of all our success, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we start looking at our own ability, and then that's when our failure starts. So two Bible verses that tells us this. One is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." So that's one of the side effects which we'll have to be very, very careful when in our professional and business lives. The second one is Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8 and 9. "Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?'" Now, this particular verse is very close to me because I lived that life. I had an attitude when I succeeded in my career, in my academics, and in my first 7 years of my career. I had this, though I've never told it out openly, and probably if someone told me, I would not agree to them. But I always had this insight that, hey, I'm doing things by myself. You know, things, especially the self-help books and the personality development books and all that tells about how you can increase your productivity, how you can increase your effectiveness, you know, by affirmations and all those kind of things. So those kind of things started creeping into me, and you know, I started disowning God, or not in a very conscious or in an open way, but in a subconscious way, saying that I am responsible for my successes. So what is the guaranteed way to avoid such side effects? That is, when we are in our professional life and business life, how can we ensure that pride does not kick into us and we start taking credit for whatever successes are happening here? Because of my experience, I am like this. Because of the knowledge, I am like this. Because of all the books that I have read, I am like this. Because of my hard work, I am like this. You know, how can we avoid these pitfalls, or how can we avoid this all these kind of wrong ways of thinking? So that's when I stumbled upon James chapter 1 verse 10. I just read this verse last week as I was reading the Bible, and the particular verse hit me quite hard, and it reminded me of something that we all are supposed to be, especially in professional and business lives, we are supposed to have in our hearts every moment of our lives. James chapter 1 verse 10, it says, "And those who are rich should boast that God has humbled them. They will fade away like a flower, like a little flower in the field." Okay, now I use the word rich here, but of course I would like to replace that also with professionals and business people, because professionals, if you stick on to your career over a period of time, definitely there will be growth by the grace of God, by the blessing of the Lord, and eventually we will become rich. Now, of course, some of us may say, no, we are not rich, but yes, even compared to plenty of people who are not professionals, there is definitely riches that comes in. And business also same thing. Once we are receiving the blessings of the Lord, we do get richer and richer over a period of time. That's eventual. That's definitely bound to happen. But couple of things that are mentioned in this particular verse caught my attention. You know, what should we boast about, and what should our focus be? Okay, so the boasting about should be the humbling that God does to us, or another way to put it also, we are always supposed to be humble, and if we are not humble, God will ensure that He will make us humble, and that's how that will happen. I have experienced it multiple times. And the second one is, be aware of the end, the fading away effect. So whenever we are in our professional lives and in our business lives, what matters the most is the humbleness that we need to carry in our hearts always. Second is, we are not supposed to be looking at our day-to-day you know, activities and prioritize that as our major objective. Instead, what we'll have to keep as a major objective is the fact that we are going to fade away one day. So these are the very, very two important things. Okay, so from the Bible, we see the most humblest persons were the greatest leaders that we can call today. First one, of course, Moses. And Numbers chapter 12, verse 3 says, "Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else in the face of the earth." And we know that he is considered to be one of the you know, biggest leaders in the Bible, Moses. The second, of course, is Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3 just gives a glimpse of his humbleness. Of course, we all know much more than this particular verse, how humble he was, how much he had surrendered to the will of the Lord. "A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice." So we see two characters in the Bible who became the biggest leaders whose legacy is still known today. Though during their time they may not have been popular among the majority, God will eventually exalt and reward them. So what the first thing that we need to always be is humble in our professional lives and in our business lives. Now, of course, humbleness is a very difficult topic, because when anyone asks us, we all will say that we are humble. No one would like to say that we have pride. I was reading a proverb recently which said that wherever there is strife, there is pride. So that means if one of us is short-tempered, there is pride in us. If at all we answer someone with a little bit of a raised voice, that means there is pride in us. If at all we have a little, kind of a misunderstanding, or we hold on to our ground and we try to show in our family that I am right and you're wrong, there is pride in us. So the pride is a very, I mean, the pride is something none of us would like to accept we have, but all of us have to some extent or the other. Be aware of the end. The second thing is be aware of the end. So two ch Bible verses which I would like to highlight for this is David's, Psalms. That is Psalms chapter 17, verse 14, the first part of it. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, for those of this world whose reward is in this life. So from this verse, what I can understand is, what we can understand is that our reward as the children of God is not in this world. And we are not supposed to be looking for a reward in this world. So basically what that means is, when we are running our professional lives and our businesses, we are not supposed to be prioritizing the rewards of this world. So profits, cash flow, income, possessions, luxuries, those are not supposed to be, or our day-to-day activities, team members and all those things, that those are not supposed to be what we are continuously supposed to be thinking about and counting as our successes. Instead, this verse indirectly says, the other way is, that our reward is not in this life as children of God. Okay. And Psalms, the next verse, that is Psalm 17:15, says, as for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face when I awake. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. So David really clearly understood, though he was a king, in another way we can say he was a leader in his profession, or he was a business owner, just to put it in a different way in our context. He very clearly understood that everybody else who are not the children of God, they look for a reward in this world. But we as the children of God are supposed to be looking for a reward beyond this world. Now that's something that we'll have to always keep in our minds. And that is the topic of today, that we will all fade away, as James chapter 1 verse 10 say. And our focus when we are in our professional lives and in our businesses should be on the reward that we receive after this life. Okay. Now, of course, we don't know for how long we will live. It could be for a day, for 100 years. We don't know that. God decides over that. So focus was on the reward after this life. That's where the actual focus was. So what should we do with the abundant success and wealth that God blesses us with while on earth? Now that we have heard how these things are, and God will definitely bless us in our business and in our professional lives, what are we supposed to do? First thing is, live on what is required. Pay the tithes correctly. When we say 10%, it has to be 10%, not 9 or 8 or 1 or 2. It should be, pay the tithes correctly. Pay for ministries, because the God is going to bless us. He is going to increase our wealth. And that is eventual and that is imminent, because if we obey the word of God and do according to the word of God, success will come. That we cannot avoid it, no matter what. No matter if you're not succeeding, then there are other parables that Jesus told, that you have to succeed, and that is what that is how we are supposed to live. So pay for ministries, provide for the poor, have a healthy desire to make abundant wealth and build God's kingdom. Many business people, including me, when I started, I used to think that money is not good. I should not make a lot of money. I should only make how much I need. Okay, I need 50,000, so I should make 50,000. I need to pay for this. I should not make more. I don't need more than that, and all those kind of things. But that might not be a healthy way of living as a child of God. Okay, run a kingdom building business. So be humble, focus on the finish and complete the race. May God certify us as good and faithful servant. So that should be the focus every single moment of our professional and business lives. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. So again the focus is on the end. What all the hardships, all the successes in middle, that really doesn't matter. The purpose of it mattered. Matthew chapter 25 verse 21 says, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." So our focus will have to always be on this. So that's the message for today. Now time for any questions, reflections, or any testimonials, or even if you don't agree to what I said, probably we can have a discussion on that. We can spend a few minutes and then we can pray and close. Any questions? Or if, even if you don't agree, I'd like to learn.
Hi Thomas, good morning. I think it's
Thank
very
you,
good
Kunal.
what you shared. And similarly, you know, I also see in Colossians 3, it talks later about how we should work for the Lord for the inheritance in heaven. And so very often the perspective is to do well in this life. And, you know, those metrics get us into more trouble. And I think also I can relate this with what happened with the Israelites, you know, how they used to keep going through a cycle of, you know, getting into trouble. Then they would cry out to God and then God would, you know, rescue them. And similarly, Psalms 107 also, we see that kind of cycles happening. And the only way out is being humble and, you know, seeking God all the time, to, you know, and like you put it in a different way, in, you know, fading away. So I think our egos and pride have to keep fading away as well. And we will all go away one day, but, you know, in eternity, is what we have to look forward to. So thank you. Very nicely done. Praise God for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thomas, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
I totally agree with you, like we discussed yesterday. First question we need to ask, whether you are a professional, whether you are a business person, who owns my business? You know, you are only there because God wants you to be there. Nothing more, nothing less. God can run your business with somebody else also. So there is nothing to boast about. That's why Paul says, if at all I have to boast, I'll boast on the cross of Christ. So basically, you know, we talked about this leaving a lasting legacy yesterday, right? Remember, this is a different part of that, how not to fade away. You know, one day we are going to fade away, but the business is what we, you know, God is not looking at you and me for today. God is looking at you and me for a generation to come. Even yesterday, we had a prayer meeting. We talked about it. God said, I will bless you seven generations. So one generation is gone, again seven generations. So from Abraham down to now, how many generations we have passed through? God has been blessing us. So as you rightly pointed out, money is only a derived result. It should not be a focus. And the three, 4 points, what you made very, very clearly is about, you know, giving to the poor. Secondly, giving to the ministries, giving your tithes well. That is precisely what we teach in Compass Ministries. Always give to God what is right and what is left. It's not what you have. You know, most of the time, you know, when we go through what we call it as difficult times, we borrow. When you borrow, the first thing which gets cut off is the tithe to the Lord. Come what may, I give it to the Lord. You know, so how do I honor my God with my thought, in my word, and in my deed? That's precisely what should be our focus. That is my way of looking at it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless you. Wonderful way of presenting. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. We have a little more time, so any questions, even if you don't agree, also I'm extremely happy because we always can have good learning when someone does not agree, a different perspective. Okay, so I think over to you, Brother Samson. So,
yeah, you can do the closing prayer, Thomas.
Okay, yeah, so let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time that you have given us, for this few minutes that we've been able to spare and come together, Lord. Lord, we understand that every time belongs to you and we are supposed to only live to you. But Lord, we chose these few minutes to come to you and to listen to what you had to tell for us through the word of God, Lord. Lord, help us to always keep our focus on you. Always remember that, Lord, ultimately our reward is in heaven. And ultimately, we are all living so that we can one day bring glory to your name and, Lord, be with you forever in eternity, Lord. Please help us to keep that as our primary focus and not be carried away by the short successes that we have now, by the troubles that we have now, by the difficult situations that we have, the circumstances, Lord, and always keep our focus only on you, Lord. Please be with us and guide us and strengthen us. Help us in the coming week. May we be led by the Holy Spirit, and may we conduct our activities in such a way that it fulfills your purpose and brings glory to your name. All this we ask in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.